This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Demonstrators wrap up more than a week of events marking the 50th anniversary of the Voting Rights March from Selma, Alabama to Montgomery. Leonie Dinge made the civil rights pilgrimage to Selma and brings us this reporter's notebook on shoebox lunches, the traveling meal that sustained many African Americans.
Two charter buses prepare to roll out of Durham around 1 a.m. Saturday morning. But not before the Reverend Michelle Laws with the state NAACP walked the aisle of my bus, passing out goodies.
Well, this is not the healthiest food, but the crackers are actually sort of healthy. We do have fruit on the other bus and water.
There was also red velvet cake on the other bus. Of course, the cake went pretty fast.
I'm Timur Berry. I'm from Durham, North Carolina. We're going to Selma, Alabama. I'm drinking vitamin water.
That's my 14-year-old son. I forced him to pack as much as he could. Grapes, granola bars, sandwich meat, bread. It's understandable people would bring snacks on a long 600-mile trip to Selma. But 50-plus years ago, when African Americans made a trip like this, bringing your own food, likely packed in a shoebox, was mandatory. Dolores Benton Evans remembers.
My father had a very good job, so he wasn't for economic reasons, it was for safety reasons and because of racial discrimination.
Blacks weren't served in many restaurants. One of the first stops on our trip was at a Cracker Barrel restaurant somewhere between South Carolina and Georgia. Evans, 67 years old and retired, sat in one of those rocking chairs in front of the fireplace, recalling her shoebox lunches.
And I remember very well packing fried chicken.
Evan says there was also some type of spiced ham on what she called loaf bread. And Evan says if you wrap the fried chicken in wax paper and put it in a brown paper bag, the bag would serve as a heat conductor.
And the food, it wouldn't be hot, but the food would be warm hours after we had left home.
Ed Bell of Raleigh was concerned about keeping his snacks cool on the trip.
I froze my 2 bottle of water and I put it in a bag with my ginger ale and my luncheon meat.
So you're old school. You know exactly how to do it. I thought I was a good packer.
Bell says he remembers the rules of the road his parents taught him.
It is a historical legacy that when you travel with food. And you travel with enough food to share some, if need be.
After resting in Birmingham, Alabama, we were ready to join tens of thousands of other people who were in Selma to cross the Edmund Pettus Bridge.
Need a little room. Ms. Boynton coming through.
103-year-old Amelia Boynton Robinson is known for helping to organize the Voting Rights March 50 years ago. She was badly beaten on that bloody Sunday, trying to cross the bridge. Sharon Patton stood on the side of the bridge, taking it all in. The 57-year-old from Birmingham says she was too young to march, but she was there too.
As a kid, I came down with my foster mother. We delivered shoebox lunches for the marchers. They couldn't stop any place, and so they had to eat. You walk 54 miles, you got to eat.
And Patton says this is what she helped pack.
What I remember putting in our lunch, I don't know what everybody else did, but she made fried chicken. I can remember this. Bread, pound cake, and a piece of fruit. And I put the napkins and the wax paper in the boxes.
If you ever make it to Selma and cross the Edmund Pettus Bridge, at the bottom is the National Voting Rights Museum. I'm sure they have several tasty shoebox lunch stories to tell. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.